Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Fellowship in the family of God. Do your best to come to me quickly, for Damas, because he loved this world, has deserted me. 2 Timothy 4:9-10. In the world of athletics, there are two kinds of sports, individual and team. And woe to the person who joins a team but continues to play only as an individual. Though Paul's life was characterized by personal achievement, he rarely traveled alone. He constantly spoke of the one another responsibilities in the body of Christ, and he established churches for mutual encouragement and fellowship. Fellowship is not an option, but an imperative in the Christian life, as William Beterwolf explains. Walk with William Beterwolf, an American evangelist and educator in the late 1800s to early 1900s. I do not believe it is possible to be a good Christian without having godly friends. If I could find a man who was filled with the Spirit of Jesus, I would rather know him and get into the secret of his heart and have the benediction and blessing that necessarily come from fellowship with him than to have all that ever came to Damas through the decision he made when he quit the fight, quit the faith, quit the race, said goodbye to Paul, and went off to Thessalonica. Better to have one Christian friend than anything the world might offer me. And this, in the first place, is what Damas lost. He lost Paul. Today's New Testament reading is 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 9 through 22.
Do your best to come to me quickly, for Demas, because he loved this world, has deserted me and has gone to Thessalonica. Crescens has gone to Galatia, and Titus to Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, because he is helpful to me in my ministry. I sent Tychicus to Ephesus. When you come, bring the cloak that I left with Carpus at Troas and my scrolls, especially the parchments. Alexander, the metal worker, did me a great deal of harm. The Lord will repay him for what he has done. You too should be on your guard against him, because he strongly opposed our message. At my first offense, no one came to my support, but everyone deserted me. May it not be held against them. But the Lord stood at my side and gave me strength, so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed and all the Gentiles might hear it, and I was delivered from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil attack and will bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. Greet Priscilla and Aquila and the household of Onesiphorus. Erastus stayed in Corinth, and I left Trophimus sick in Miletus. Do your best to get here before winter. Eubulus greets you, and so do Podens, Linus, Claudia, and all the brothers and sisters. The Lord be with your spirit. Grace be with you all.
Paul knew that Christians need each other, so he gave instructions on how to treat one another. Carry each other's burdens, Galatians 6:2. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, Ephesians 4:32. Love one another, Romans 13:8. As part of God's family, you have the Lord, but you have something more, an entire family of brothers and sisters in Christ. Trying to live for him while ignoring them is a losing proposition. And the loser is you.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.